Father, we just want to thank you, Father, for this morning. And I thank you, Father, that your spirit will move. And I dedicate my lips and my tongue, my voice box, even my mind, Lord, unto you, Lord Holy Spirit. Take control. Whatever I speak shall be from you. Nothing shall come from the flesh. Nothing shall come from the mind, but your spirit will take control. Every word to edify and, Lord, build your children, your perfect children, your beautiful children, your children whom you have, Lord, brought salvation to. In the most precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. Who is my God? Who is my God? Is my theme today. Who is your God? Unless we know who we are, we have somebody, then we cannot trust somebody. Is that right? Who is your God? Now, you've got husband and wife. Unless you know your wife or your husband, you cannot trust each other. Is that right? That is why you have this courtship and all the ships. And sailing ship and moving ship, sampan, and every ship, so that you will have bonding together, so that you will have to know each other. So your life will be a good life ahead of time. Right? Is that right you do? So today I want you to turn to John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 25, 26, and 27. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask my Father, ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you because you have loved him and have believed in that I came from him. From God, I came forth from the Father and have come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. Amen. Amen. Many of us do not know the Father's heart. Many of us do not know, understand the God that we serve. When the only person we can see, I've seen many books of religiosity, many books of different religions, and you'll find nobody has ever called their God a Father. There is none. None can address a Father. There is a relationship which is established within God and yourself and ourselves. There is an establishment that has been made within the Father and the children. There is only one book which says that you can call God as a Father is the only one. No other books. No other books can call a God a Father. Now today I just want to ask of you one or two things. How many of you got problems in your life? How many of you got problems? How many of you don't have problems? Mine's down. How many of you don't have problems? If there's no one here has got problems, no problems, then something wrong with us. Ask your neighbor, is something wrong with me? No. I have problems. Every one of us got problems. Problems shall come. There is only one place I know we can find people without problem is in the cemetery. They are peaceful. They don't bother about their flesh being decayed. They don't bother whether their teeth has to brush every day. They don't bother whether their bones are still rotting. They don't bother. They are very peaceful. No problem at all. People who live in life has got to have a problem. People have got to face things in life. So today we understand ourselves that we have to go through a life of resistance. So many things that happen in our life. And I pray that next time when I preach, I'll preach about what is the resistance inside us. We'll preach about disobedience and rebelliousness. Now today we will talk about the Father himself. Now God, Jesus himself said that, you see, I, on that day, the word says that day, what is the day? Which is the day? On that day, which day? That day, what day? Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday? That day, that day. Let's turn to Psalm 18. On that day when you are seeking God, on that day when you are in trouble, when the day will come that you will ask something of my Father, ask of me, of the Father, you will call upon him, and on that day that you are in distress, when you are in distress, whom do you call? 9999. Right? The other person you call is the person who is so close to you. Quickly phone call, hello, I've got a problem. I've got this problem, can you help me? Is that right? Somebody who's close to you can confide in you. Let's see on that day. On the day will come, because he says, Jesus says that on the now I've come from the Father, on that day that no, I will not pray, he says, not that I will pray for you. Read the word again. Not that I will pray for you, but the Father himself will love you. Amen. The word highlight today, the Father himself loves you. The Father himself loves you. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me. Aha. Why you must love him? Anyone who loves Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Father loves him. Do you see the point? Can you get the point? Turn to Psalm 18. Verse 1, 2, and 3. What does it say? Can somebody read loud? What does it say? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So on the day, you'll find why you believe in Jesus Christ is because He is the rock. What is the meaning of a rock? What is the meaning of a rock? Hello? Am I speaking to somebody? Knock, knock. Anybody in the room? What is a rock? What do you use the rock for? To kill somebody? David used a rock, small pebble, to kill Goliath? A rock which is talked about, you know, this rock when he says in Psalm 18, is the rock, the foundation, the one does not move at all. Does not move from here to that place. It's a rock when you see the boulder, big, huge boulder, which cannot be moved, cannot be eroded. Amen. Amen. When you stand on the rock, you are safe. Amen. So Jesus is the rock because when you stand on him for what he has accomplished just now, we talked about just now, he accomplished a lot of things for us. It's not the cross. It's who went on the cross. If you and I go on the cross, there's no meaning. There's nothing. But when Jesus went on the cross, there is something for the cross. Amen. So today, what he has done for us is because we love him, because he is the rock of our lives. We love him because he is the person that has brought us back to the Father. We can call him Father. Don't call him God any longer. Old Testament, you see, God, 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 Almighty God. So fierce, so powerful. But today, here, he says, Father. He says, he's the rock. When Jesus is the rock, we stand on him. The Father sees you, and you can call the Father. Amen? I will not go into detailed teaching because I will stop for praying over today. The next thing he talks about, he is not only the rock. He is my fortress and my deliverer. What is a fortress? What is a fortress? How many of you have seen a fortress? How many of you have seen a fortress? If you don't know, I think we have to go to Malacca for a while. I'll take you to my hometown. I'll show you how the Portuguese shield themselves, how the Dutch shield themselves. A fortress they built around the city, they shield. And you'll find small, small holes everywhere. They'll have cannons so they can hit at the enemies. A fortress is a shield which is not a small shield. When you go to Jericho wall, Jericho wall was a huge wall where people within the wall itself can live. Oh my gosh. Can you see a Jericho wall so huge, people can live within the wall? That's how big the wall is like. A shield, a wall, a fortress is something that surrounds you and keeps you safe all the time. So Jesus is the only one, he's the fortress. Understand, Jesus is the fortress. He is the one who guides us all around. He is the one who brought us to the Father. He is the one with him, the fortress was created. Today the devil cannot come near to us. Today we ask you, today, do you understand when you have communion? Do you know the power of the blood? Do you know the power of the blood? How powerful the blood is. You just say, I sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ in this place, Lord. And you say with a convicted heart, a heart that is so great, that's so close to God. And I tell you that immediately, instantaneously, every powers of darkness will leave. That's the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the power of Jesus Christ. We are not talking about any lamb. This is a lamb, the Holy of Holies. Amen. Amen. Say amen. I told you, when you see a word that is going to edify you, build you, say amen. Because when you say amen, the word becomes rhema into your life. You receive it. Amen? Amen. So he is, Jesus is the fortress. He is the one who shields. You go back to Jeremiah, you'll find, in the not Jeremiah, Joshua, you'll find in chapter 1 itself, you'll find that he says, I am the what? Chief of the army of the Lord. God Almighty. He's the chief. So he is the fortress. With anything can come near you without going through him. Understand that. What is a fortress? What is a fortress? You go to Malacca, you'll find the big, big, huge stones they have laid. I don't know where they got the stones from, the Portuguese. Either from Macau, I don't know why. The same stones are found in Macau, they are also found in Malacca. And they have got all the shield around. And this fortress so strong. And held on the city. Held on the fortress. So the fortress is the one people try to push down first. When an enemy wants to come and attack you, the fortress is the one stands there within you and the enemy. Amen. So he is the fortress. Do you believe that? He is the fortress. Do you believe that? Hey devil, if you want to come, you have to touch my Jesus who is around me. His blood is around me. Have you had that conviction today? Hello? Amen. Have you had the conviction? He is the fortress around us. He is the fortress. Without him, without passing through my fortress, you cannot touch me. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. He is the fortress. And he is my deliverer. What is a deliverer? A person who delivers you out of jail. Is that right? You see all those movies last time? The thieves, you know. The chief of the thieves will be caught and put inside the prison. And these guys will all go around, break the prison and bring them out. Is that right? Right? So we are the people who were in bondage. We were in prison, but Jesus broke that prison and broke us out, delivered out of that prison. Remember, we had a series of message called Prison Break. Do you understand what I'm saying? A prison break means to take away from the prison that you are captive of. Some of us are captive of a prison of pornography. Some people are captive of a prison of fear. Some of them are captive of smoking, alcohol. Some of them are in anger. You've got a prison of your own. You are captivated in that prison. But Jesus has delivered not only you out of for salvation, but he delivered you out of all this. So he's the deliverer. If we believe today Jesus lives in us, then surely we know the deliverer has delivered out of all these habits. Of all these things that is in our lives. Anger is the biggest problem in our lives. How many of you don't get angry? Very good. Honest people. I preached somewhere, the other said, somebody put up the hands. I said, fantastic. You're a good lovely lady, man. You don't get angry. Yeah, it's me all the time. Never get angry. My husband always get angry. But when she get angry, probably the knives will fly in the kitchen. And probably the chopping board will fly. Right? What else fly? I do not know. But you see, the most important thing to understand, he's angry, angry. Anger is a problem we are captivated in. There's two types of anger. I told you all last time when we preached, there are good anger and also bad anger. Right? Anger. He says he is the deliverer. And he's my strength. See, you cannot go into war without a strength. You must have a strength. Many of us go into war with our own strength. You see, if you look at Moses, in Exodus you'll find, they had to go to war with the kings. And they went to war in the mountain, he raised up his hands. His hands had power. Why? God used his hands. The power went through his hands. Right? God is not his hands, which was holding on. It is the power of God which was going through his hands. He needed a vessel. God needed a vessel. So Jesus, our friend Moses was a vessel. Right? When he came, he could not sit on his own strength. Because you know why? It's so powerful. The power of God is so powerful that he's so heavy, his hands became tired. So much so, two people carried the hands for him. Who are the people? Aaron and Hur. Okay, still remember the word, huh? So Aaron and Hur carried the hands and held the hands for him. So why? The power is so great. His own strength could not stand. But we must stand in the strength of God. Amen? We cannot stand our own strength. But in the strength of Jesus Christ, when we stand, we can overcome it. Do you remember the passage? The verse says, I can overcome all. I can do all things in. I can do all things in. For I am a overcomer. For I am a overcomer. So with through Christ, we can do all things. We can overcome the things that we cannot overcome with our own strength. But we can overcome with the strength of Christ Jesus. Because He is the one who is resurrected first. The firstborn. The word of God says He is the firstborn of the people, of manhood, of man. He's the firstborn. He was resurrected. Amen. Powerful, isn't that right? So powerful that He is the firstborn for us, all of us. He is the elder brother. When He says firstborn, means He is the elder brother of ours. He's the head. He is the leader going in front of us. Amen. So He is the one, His strength. With His strength we can go. In whom I trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation. He is the horn of my salvation. He is my shield. When the devil was trying to take us away from God and took us to all kind of sins. And he was taking us away. We were living in sin. We were born with sin. I will talk about it another later. He said, you're born of sin. How can a child, baby child was born? How can he be born of a sin? And so innocent, la. You see, look at this sin. Look like angel, la. No? You and I would also say, my mother would have said, oh, look at this angel. Oh, you angel. But we were born with a sin. Right? We'll talk about the seed. Now today, we know that we are born with all the sins we have in our life. But Jesus is the salvation. The horn of the salvation. Somebody must go out. Just now we read chapter 5 of Revelation. It's a big thing when I read that. I understand. Why did even for the moment you cannot think. You know, John, the apostle John was so close to him. He was the inner circle people. You know, understand? Three people were inner circle. Who are the inner circle? Peter, John, and James. James, the brother of John. Okay, three of them were inner circle. They were all the time in Transfiguration, he was there. But this man was the inner circle. Even at the time of the, on the supper time, he leaned on his head. Onto the breast of Jesus Christ. He's so close to Him. He Himself had doubt. When the scroll could not be taken, He cried and wept. He cried and wept. He should be rejoicing. I know my Jesus. He is the Son of God. He has overcome. He wept. He wept. Many of us understand a lot of things in our life. Many of us know day in and out. We come here and learn the Word of God. But we don't really take it into our heart that it becomes a rhema word. It becomes a spiritual word for us. It becomes a spiritual food for us. We stand by that word. Amen. Say after me. We stand by the word. Stand by Jesus. Word is Jesus. We stand by Jesus. The horn of salvation for us. Amen. 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 He is the horn of salvation. Today we are gathered here as brothers and sisters. We can call ourselves brothers and sisters, though we have got different parentages or in the nature, or different colors we have got, or different colors. But we can gather here as brothers and sisters. We can call each other brothers and sisters. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. The horn of salvation. The horn is only one horn. This is only one person and nobody else. This is the horn of salvation. The salvation came through Jesus Christ, and because He came through all this, we can call God the Father. Amen. He's brought us close. I want you to understand the God we are serving. I really want you to understand. So we can do not sit in the rut any longer. Amen. Praise God. He is worthy to be praised. He said He is the worthy one. The Lamb which you came just now, chapter 5, verse 4 to 6, you will find. He said He is the worthy one to be praised. He is the worthy one. He is the most worthy one. The Lamb which was so worthy. And nobody else is worthy. Not on the earth, in heaven. On earth or below the earth. There's no one worthy except for Jesus Christ. So He's, because we believe in Him. Say after me, I believe in Jesus Christ. Because I believe in Jesus Christ. I trust Him. For He's my horn of my salvation. I can call God my Father. He says, I will not longer pray for you. I will pray for you on the day. On that day. What day is that? Next verse. Let's look at verse. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sword of Sheol came and surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, on the day that you are distressful. Amen. On that day that you are distressful. On the day that you need help, on the day you do not know where to go, you, on the day you are in trouble, don't call 9999. Don't pick up the phone and call, brother Daniel. No, he can help me because he's got a long beard, a wise man. Or call up and say, Brother Daniel, can you help me? Please. I've got this problem, financial problem. On the day when you are in trouble, when you cannot get the job, you went for an interview, you are in trouble, you are not sure you're getting a trouble, you're in trouble. Whom do you call? Ghostbusters? How many of you have seen that Ghostbusters movie? I used to be an addict to that. Right? Ghostbusters. I like to see how the fellow vacuumed the fellow out. But I've never seen the fellow being vacuumed out. I only see some comics inside. Right? So, whom do you call? Oh, Ghostbusters. The Dustbusters. When you are in trouble, your family is in trouble, you are in relationship problem, when you are in relationship problem, whom do you call? Amen. Father, Father, Father. Father, Father, Father. Father, Father, Father. Because He's got a heart for all of us. There's no father who can sit here and see the children being in trouble. You tell me one seated here, then he's not a father. Father, Father, Father. Abba, Abba, I'm in trouble. My life has gone weary now. My life has gone different directions now. I'm in trouble now, Baba. I don't know how to call. You can call in your own language. It doesn't matter. As long as you mean what you say and say what you mean. From the heart you call out to the Father. Father, Father, on this day, as your Son Jesus said, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. I don't know where to go. I cannot turn to my friends. I cannot turn to my enemies. I cannot turn to any one of them around. I can only turn to you, Father. Because I have this horn of salvation. It's because of this horn of salvation, this rock, that I can come to you, Father. Father, Father. Because the Word of God says, in the day of distress, in that day, you will call upon, not that you have to pray for you, but because the Father Himself loves you. Say after me. The Father Himself loves me. The Father of Jesus Christ loves me. The Father of Jesus Christ loves me. I cannot get any other father like him. My father in the world has got limitations. But this father has no limitations. Amen. Amen. Do you know sometimes we go to your father? His salary is only 1,000 ringgit. You want to study, go to England and study. He has got 5 children. Pay rental 300, 400 ringgit in a squatter area. Nowadays squatter in Kuala Lumpur also 400 ringgit, no? Right? After paying for the food, every month go to the provision shop, ask provision shop, sign Trigalima, 555 book. Have you all called that? Have you all seen a 555 book? How many of you have seen? Put up your hand. 555 book. You go to the counter, you sign. Today I took rice, 10 kg. 20 ringgit. Then tomorrow you go, no money, pay end of the month. Okay, boss. Okay, another one. Today no sugar, no milk. Our Father has got limitation, but the Father in heaven has no limitation. Has no limitation. Because the Father Himself sent His only Son, Jesus Christ. When you are in distress, in the day of your distress, in the days of your trouble, in the days that you are in need, when you call upon Him, when you call upon Him, what does it happen? And cried out to my God, cried out to my God. The word, next word says that cried out to my God. What is crying out? How many of you cry out? How many of you cried out? How many of you ever cried out in your life? Asking for something in your life. How many of us? I have cried out. I cried out when I was young for a bowl of miso. A bowl of miso that time was 25 cents, I think. So 25 cents. Don't tell me my age, okay? It was 25 cents. Once a month only, my father who receives 90 ringgit as a salary can buy for me that 25 cents. So I have to pray and I have to wait. I have to fight with them and I said, I want that miso. And then I asked for a second serve again. Another 25 cents gone. Grabe. Can you just imagine my father? This fellow is really stubborn, no? Crying for a miso. I cried out. They will pacify me with that miso. The moment the miso come in front of me, I'm happy. My cry goes away, my tantrum all goes away, my leg is all now come back neat again, like steady again. Alright? Don't tell this to anybody, yeah? Alright? Suddenly you see your pastor was like that, all banging on the door, kicking everything. That's how it was. And suddenly when the misup come in front, okay, I buy for you now, go. Immediately everything settled down already. So, if my father can buy a 25 cents misup and give me satisfied, in my distress, I cried out to him. In my distress of my stomach, longing for this special food, I cried out to him. And this father in natural father, cried out and he says, no, I must satisfy my son. What more is the father in heaven who gave his only son to be the horn of salvation for us? What more can the father who gave his only son so that we can become overcomers do for us? Amen. You want to know what he can do? Let's read on. How many of you got that, the verses there? Can you put up the verses? In my distress, I call upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple and my cry came before him even to his ears. Oh my Lord. You know, the word of God says, my sheep shall hear my voice. Hello? Have you heard the verse? You don't know where the verse is? Go and find out today and tell me tomorrow where the verse is. My sheep shall hear my voice. If the sheep can hear the voice of the God, the Father, so shall the Father know how to hear the voice of the child. How many of you got mothers here? All mothers, or even some fathers, when the mother, the child is crying inside a room, everybody is sitting down playing, some of them playing mahjong. Suddenly the mother says, hey, my son is crying. How do you know? We never heard him cry. No, he's crying. See, the mother goes, truly, the child was crying inside the room. She can hear the child's voice. How many of you can hear that? Sometimes you're sitting down doing, you feel that, you know, oh, my son is crying, or my child is crying, and you go out and see he's really crying, or in trouble. That is, if the father, if the sheep can hear, if the child can hear, the father can hear, right? The father's voice, the child can hear, the sheep can hear the shepherd's voice, so shall the shepherd hear the voice of the sheep. Would not beep, 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 or bye, 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 bye. I don't know, whatever you call, but he knows your tune, your language. He knows your sound, and he knows. Out of that, when you cry out, in your cry, when you cry out, and he will hear it, because that word goes like an SOS to him. SOS, Dad, Dad, SOS, SOS. Some of you are overseas, brother. Ang said this morning, his daughter is in US, and suddenly she needs money. He will have to go around quickly to the bank, transfer the money to her. You ask him how he'll run? He'll leave everything else. He'll take the car quickly. Maybe he would not even wear a shirt. Well, of course, he'll wear a pant. He'll run to the bank and he'll see ATM car. He'll transfer because his child is important. In a foreign land, what is my daughter going to do without money? Who is she going to ask? There's no relation. Same way, the father in your distress will answer. How would he come to you when you are in trouble? When somebody has come over you and something has come over your life? Let's look at what he says. Then the earth shook. When the God heard his voice of the child, the earth shook and trembled. The foundation of the hills also quaked and was shaken because he was... Can you underline that word? If it's your own Bible, don't underline if it's not your own Bible. Because he was angry. What the word says? When you cry out, to God and say, God, I need you, I have nobody. You see, the problem is not to cry out to the pastor, to cry out to the elder, to cry out to the deacons, to cry out to somebody or a worship leader. No. It's you crying out. He understands you because he chose you. He saved you and I. He knows your voice. So the moment you understand that he when he hears your voice, he knows this is James, this is Tanga, this is Catherine, this is Joyce, this is Brother Daniel. He knows the word. He knows your voice. You don't have to say, my name is James, James was, remember? He says, don't worry, I know everything. I know everything in the world. Everything that moves, everything that's birthed is in His hands. Everything that dies is in His hands. Amen. Your finances is in His hands. Your family is in His hands. So the word says, claim the word. So He became angry because you are in distress now. When the day of your distress, the day of your distress, when you call out and cry out to God, there was a cry of passion. There's a cry to the Father, the feeling of a Father, understanding. The Father, I know Father. If I cry out to my Father, not He'll give 1,000, 2,000. He knows how to solve my problem. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Can I hear amens? More amens. Because Noah, this is a powerful message. Because God, when you cry out to Him, it doesn't matter where you cry. You can cry out from the toilet. You can cry out from somewhere. It doesn't matter. Wherever it is, you cry out. God will surely hear your prayer. And because He was angry, in His nostrils, smoke went from His nostrils and devouring fire from His mouth. Coals were kindled by it. Amen. When your Father is angry with the situation you are in, He is not angry with you, but He's angry with the situation you are in. The people who brought this situation into your life, the things that has brought come into your life, He's now become angry. Now, smoke comes out from your mouth. How many of you get angry and you get smokes coming out from your mouth? Or from your nose? How many of you? Last time I was angry means, that's it. The guy will, quickly everybody pack up and go off already. My sons, everybody will run off. That's it. No smoke. They, with the sound of, they'll run away. Right? My nephews, niece, the same thing. What's happening? That's all. Everything's run away. But no smoke. But you see, God the Father loves us so much, He has got, He's so furious with your situation that smoke comes out from His mouth. He's angry. He's tempered. His temperature has gone up. His temperature from low now has come up high. His power. When His power is high, I tell you, mighty things can happen. When His power is low, when He's down and listening to you, then you can talk to Him. Now His power is very high. You have now triggered His anger. You have triggered and said, now, Papa, I am now in trouble. And that has triggered Him into anger. Now what will do? Not only the earth shakes, not only smoke comes out from His mouth, not only that, His fire will come out. In other words, He's raining it. Can you just imagine? Only I see dragons. I don't know whether it's true or not. There are dragons like that. But fire come out from their mouth. But our God has got greater fire. He can become a pillar of fire to guide you. Amen. He can destroy like how He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Oh. He is a powerful fire. And like coals kindle. You know what's coals? You know coals, the charcoal, when you kindle the coal, when you go and kindle the coal, the fire becomes bigger. You know when you put charcoal, coal, and you burn, and suddenly it is all simmering down, suddenly when kindled, the fire becomes bigger. His fire is now kindled. His anger is kindled. And now, He's from His throne room. From His throne room, He's angry. Amen. That's the God we serve. That's the God we call Him Father. None of us here, seated here, or anyone who calls Jesus as Lord and Savior, will not have this benefit. Everyone will have the benefit. Amen. Praise God. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under His feet. And He rode upon a cherub and flew upon the wings of the wind. Amen. He says, He bent down the heavens. When you see your father, you are in trouble somewhere, there's an accident somewhere, quickly the father rushes, takes his car, rushes to the, like what I told you, goes to the bank, you know, quickly without a shirt, and then go there and then transfer money, and then realize, no shirt, and then comes back. So he, father now, you know, just like any father, will rush to the scene of the place. Is that right? Scene of the situation. If the first child is in an accident or is in trouble, I know my son was in trouble in school, we had to rush to the school. Right? We rushed all the way. And I was stopped by the policeman by speeding, and I told him, look, I'm going to the school to see my son. My son is not well. He's not, you want to follow me, go and see the man. The brother said, never mind, you go. Because that's how desperate you are to get to your son. So that you will be the first one to be there to help. It's always the father's heart, the mother's heart, to be the first one there when the child is in trouble. Tell me a mother will say, you go first, I'll come and see you later. And then call him, you go second, I'll come in the fifth one. No one father or mother will ever say, I will not be the first to be there when my child is in trouble. What more the Father in heaven who gave, sacrificed His Son for our sake? What more? He says now, the earth cannot go up to heaven, but the heaven is bended down. He bends down heaven, and he comes down to that situation. When you are in trouble, God comes down, and his glory shall come near you. Amen. When you cry out, remember this, he will bend down from his throne room. He'll come down from his throne room and come and help you. Amen. He'll come down. He personally will come down. That's what the word of God says. The psalmist writes up what he actually had encountered, and this is what has happened. So God himself comes down to help those who are in trouble and cry out to the Father in heaven. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So he's come down. But you will want to think, why is he coming on a dark clouds? Why is he coming like a dark clouds? The Lord is, you know, supposed to be bright, shining. Why is he coming in the dark clouds? When you are in the army, how many of you have been in the army? I'm sure you have seen Rambo, all those things, right? What does he do? Want to go and attack an enemy? He puts leaves around. He covers him, puts some all kind of dark lens. I don't know why, if he's so white, he wants making dark. I'm dark here, they don't call me to become the rainbow. He has got to put all the black thing and then go around, be hiding there and come. Why? The enemy is not aware, the situation is not aware of the coming of God, that he himself should come down and perish this situation of yours. Amen. With dark clouds. And he will ride on what? Cherubs. Who? Can you just imagine? The only place mentioned about cherubs is where? The mercy seat in the Ark of the Covenant. There are two cherubs sitting at both sides. And the mercy seat is the center. And the cherubs are here. And he comes down with the wings of the cherub. And you know, Jesus says, you do not know where the wind comes from. You know where the wind comes from, but you don't know where the wind goes to. Now I understand this, because the way God comes, you don't understand. When he comes, when he rides down the wind, you do not know where it comes from. But you know, God will be with it. He'll come in the wind to save you. That's how powerful our God is. Amen. 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 Our God is a powerful God. You don't have to run to somebody and say, Pastor, pray for me. Do this. No, I believe we are equipped. The days have come. The days are so near. We read just now, no, the release of the trumpet has been blowing now. And I know it's been blowing now. Things are happening, shaking, but don't worry. Be what you are. Don't be fearful. You go down in John chapter 16. Further down, he says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And yet God says that he will come in your troubled time. In your troubled time. He made the darkness his secret place, and his canopy around him was dark waters. So the enemies do not see. Even the devil cannot see him coming, and he will just come and snap the guys off like that. Whew. Without warning, he will come. That's how our Father is like. That's how our Father, we serve Father. The Lord thundered. I'll go forth. 12 says, brightness before him, thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals for fire. We'll go down further. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire came down. Ooh. The moment he uttered a voice. What is the voice? My child is not. I'm sure one word, just one word from him. Whatever sound comes from him, it's like hailstones coming down on earth to take care of your problem. Take care of your situation. That's how God will answer us. Amen? Amen? Say amen. Amen. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe. Lightnings in abundance, and he had vanquished them. The channels of the sea were seen. The foundation of the world were uncovered. Your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostril. The moment God says, the blast of the nostril, that itself caused trembling. And the earth of the foundation of the earth comes down. That's how powerful our God is. Can you just imagine how powerful a God we serve? The Father we have. No Father. Nobody is alive. You can go and talk to somebody and they will tell you, oh, the statue will speak to it and speak to it. No. You speak to the Father as a living person and God will answer your prayers. And God surely in your cries, he will come down. He will come down. Bend down heaven. So that he will be there at your problem. Amen. Amen. And his words, And his nostril, when he just blows his nostril, everything shakes. Blowing of his nostril itself breaks. You blow, you only make some noise. And something comes out. Right? And probably you'll throw the tissue away. Right? You muffle the blowing also. But God don't have to muffle. The moment what comes out from there is anger and hailstones, like fire it comes out. And immediately, just imagine, whatever trouble that you have and I have, surely will run away because of his breath. Of his breath. He just said, Everything will shake around you and everything shall come into order and God will save us from all the troubles that we are. The problem with us is we are like John. John lived with Jesus for 3 years and yet he cried and says, who is going to come? He's still expecting somebody to go and take care of the scrolls. We are still thinking somebody will come in my way. Somebody will come. Some prophet will come. Somebody, a pastor will come. Apostle will come. Or an evangelist will come. Or even a teacher will come and help me out with this problem. The evangelist, the fivefold ministry is inside Jesus Christ. The giver of the fivefold ministry is Jesus Christ. And no one else. Somebody taught me, you know, like I was studying somewhere. They said, you carry the back of the pastor, the man who was anointed, you'll get anointing. I was meditating upon it. Lord, is that right, true? What has got the back got to do with the man who is carrying the anointing? He's not carrying the anointing. The anointing comes from God. So don't have to carry my back. Don't try to please the man. Oh, must carry the back for me. No. I think that is giving glory to the man. That is not giving glory. That is not giving glory to God. You're giving glory to man. Because the anointing comes from God, not from man. You can carry 100 times my back. The anointing still doesn't come from me. All the days of life, you said, if I carry James' care, I can get that anointing. The anointing comes from God. And no one else. Full stop. Only he can provide. We can be showing our love to another person by helping them. Not with a desire that the anointing will fall on me. No such thing as that. The anointing will come as God has chosen us individually for what we are supposed to be. Amen. Don't try to be a prophet. Don't try to be an apostle. Be what God has given to you. Amen. Be what God has given to you. Don't try to pretend. We try to pretend. End of the day, we are mocking God. Because God the Father is loving. God the Father is loving. He says he loves you so much in John 16. He says he loves you. He himself loves you because you believe in me. Amen. So when you call upon the Father, 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 in whatever situation we are in, surely he will answer our prayers. Amen. Surely he'll give us an answer to everything. And the word of God says here, He sent from above, he took me and drew me out of many waters, delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. Amen. The situation cannot be something that you can control. You cannot control the situation. Political powers, every other powers can come inside. Worldly powers can come inside and take control of your situation. But you see, God will just swiftly come and take you out. He'll take you out of the many waters, the dark waters, from the foes of the enemy. He'll take you out. That's our God. God will not do something which others can do. If you can do, God doesn't have to do. God will do something that you cannot do. If you've got a habit, if you've got things in your life, if you've got things that has been hidden in your life, has been holding you in your life, and you are struggling with it, ask God. God, Abba, I really want to change. I really want to change. I want you to take control now. I want you to take control. I'm in trouble. This old man of mine is still hanging around me. Kill him. So that a new man will live. Amen. I'll teach you about butt grafting and the next time when I preach about that. So two, God says now, those who are strong, they were too strong. Whatever is nothing strong for you, everything is strong for you, everything that can overcome you. But God, they cannot overcome God. God will overcome that for you. Amen. That is why we cannot stand on our own strength. When we stand on our own strength, then our pride rises up. Our things rises up. And I say, oh, I did it because, you know why? Oh, that day there was a problem. I solved the problem for this man. No. Oh, there was healing that man because I prayed. Hello? You prayed, but God answered. You prayed, but God answered. All good and perfect gifts come from? All good and perfect gift comes from? Father in heaven. Who's good? James. Go back and check James. Alright? Read the chapter of James. Not because I'm James, okay? Chapter of James. First one he says, those good gifts and perfect. And he said, good and perfect. He didn't say, good gifts come from God. No. He said, good and perfect gift comes from God. God's purpose is for us is to be perfect. We are supposed to be perfect. He has created us perfect. Now Jesus Christ has restored the horn of our salvation has restored us back to the Father. So we are now perfect. The problem is many of us like John who are crying, weeping. We are still weeping around and saying, I'm imperfect. I'm imperfect. I'm in sorrow. Oh, all these problems come to me. Hello, I'm worthless. And I'm because I deserve all this because I'm bad. Hello, if you repent in your heart and confess to God and accept Him as Lord and Savior and believe that Jesus Christ's power is upon you, resurrection power is upon you, His blood is taking control of everything else, and we will not live a life which is in circle again and again and again. Right? There's a message, breaking the cycle of defeat. Get it from Brother Brian. Breaking the cycle of defeat. We don't want to live in a life of defeat. Defeated every time. A cycle has to be broken. The cycle has to be broken. The cycle is a deception of the devil upon our life that we should move this way and we console ourselves. Ah, what else? This is my, what is it? Karma? No, they don't know. They've got kurma nowadays. Karma has gone away. Now, kurma now. Indian guys come out with kurmas. Very delicious to eat, no? Mutton kurma, chicken kurma, fish kurma, whatever kurma you want. See, there's no karma. Oh, this is how my faith. What faith? There is such thing as opposite of faith is faith. Hello? Opposite of faith is faith. Amen? That's F-A-T-E. And there's another one, F-A-I-T-H. So we cannot be depending on karma or faith. It is supposed to be faith. Our faith in Christ Jesus, the horn of salvation, the fortress, that strong rock, standing on Him, that faith itself will bring the Father's love down upon us and change our entire life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So that is what we believe. That is what I believe. I'm speaking because out of my experience. I'm sorry if I'm exaggerating a lot of things, but I'm speaking. There is no other God can ever be help you except for Jesus Christ and the Father in heaven. No one else. No one else. If others give you something, Empat Nombor Eko or Toto, I tell you, you have to go and sacrifice something. My sacrifice is the Lord Jesus Christ. And your sacrifice is the Lord Jesus Christ and nobody else. Amen? Full stop. And now he says, he's brought me about the waters. He delivered me because he delighted in me. Verse 19. He delighted in me. In all this calamity, why he delights in you? Delight, what is the delight? What's the meaning of delight? The Hebrew word is to loves me so much. He delights in me. In everything that he delights means everything like, you know, comes like an aroma to him. Oh. Can you just imagine somebody's cooking kurma next door? You go next door, isn't it? Some of us like dillies, you know, ikambilis, anchovies. I smell anchovies cooking, saying, wow, how nice it is in my house now. Right or not? And some of you don't know. You know the moving dry fish? Dry fish can move. Have you all heard about it? You've heard about moving cheese. Have you heard about moving cheese? Grabe. Moving cheese is, you know, there is worms which will come out, maggots will come out from the cheese itself. They're healthy. Eskimos eat that. The Irish eat that. Moving cheese. In Malays, in our country, they're healthy. Because you know why? They wait for the dried fish, fermented. They leave it for a while, a little bit wet, and it'll start moving. When you fry that one, it's got a different aroma. Have you not tried that? I come from a kampung, so I have tried that. Right? It's a moving. The aroma is different. Right? There are maggots which will be formed within the bacteria will be formed. It is healthy. They said it's healthy. I do not know. But anyway, can you just imagine the aroma? So God, He loved that aroma of prayer of yours. The love of yours becomes like, you know, He's so delighted in you. He's delighted because, you know why? You can depend on the Father and not anybody else. Hello? When a father and mother see a child come to run to them, the father and mother is so delighted. It's not about a problem, because the problem is that the child is still dependent on you. Tell me which parents here don't delight when your child come to you for some consultation. I like my son. I think I told you all, every time my son has got a debate somewhere, he'll call me up. Papa, I know this, and he'll ask me a question, and I'll say, is this what is it like? And he confirms that. I told you what, my father told me that. He trusts what I say. Same way, because you know, I find delight in it, that he can still take away all those experiences of my life. He can take some of it, so he can don't have to become a fool by learning it by his own errors. Only fools learn by own errors. Smart people learn from other people's errors. This is not from Bavel, no. This is from some of the motivation guys I know of. Okay, so we have to understand, we have not learned from people. Even Solomon says it very wisely in prison. Do not learn from his, and from the wisdom of others. Wisdom others who have got it. So you must learn from them. Amen? Amen? So we have to understand, so he is able to take the wealth of my experience so that he can walk his life better. You find delighted in it. How many of us find delight in it? We must find real delight in it. That delight is what we need. So the Father in heaven is delighted every time you go back to Him and depend on Him, nobody else. Only depend on Him and nobody else. He's delighted. He's delighted, becomes an aroma. So when He's delighted with you, because you go to Him and nobody else, no bombos, no witchcraft, nobody else outside, then go and see you, all this, no, trying, some of them say, 1, 2, 3, if this one comes out this way, then this is my decision. All that garbage. Throw away everything else. And they've got 1, 2, zoom. Also, they decide on decisions. I didn't know. When one to Zoom can decide decisions of your life. So when you are, He is delighted in our dependence on Him. Surely He'll carry you away from all the troubles. Amen. Amen. I wouldn't want to go further, but a lot of teachings here. I just want to ask of you today. How many of us really have that faith? How many of us cry out to Him? How many of us, when we are in crying out, there are three things that be done. Number one, action. It's an action that going towards Him. Number two, is crying out in faith, in from your deepest heart, crying out to Him. Nobody else. Not your mind taking control, but your spirit taking control and say, God, God my source, come back to me. And He's in faith, pleading is one of the things. Sometimes, you know, I told you all the other time, sometimes we pray to God, we command to God. We command, God, I need this today. As if you are the boss and He is the servant. We are supposed to plead with God, not command God. The prayer should be pleading with God, not commanding God. God, I stand upon your word and I pray and I plead. Your word shall come to pass in my life. Your word says this, Lord, that I have hope. I have a hope in my life. Now I'm hopeless, but I have a hope, Lord. Lord, I plead that hope that will come into my life. God, your word says, go. I want that hope today. That is commanding and demanding. Right? Our prayer life has got to change. Our methodology of speaking to God should be changed with love, not with command. You can command your wife, you command your husband, but not God. But not God. God, the Father's heart is a love heart, a loving heart, a heart that loves, a sacrificial heart. That He sacrificed His only Son. A heart that comes down, bends down from heaven to come down where you are. He's so holy, and yet we are not holy. He's willing to come down to this unholy people. Though the blood of Christ has washed us, He's willing to bend down to come down in our unholiness, in our unworthiness, in our selfishness, He's willing to come down. That's the Father. There are fathers I know who renounced their children. They said, I disown you because of your weaknesses. You've got a problem. You've got a problem of gambling. You've got a problem of drugs. You've got a problem with this. I disown you. But this Father does not disown you. He will stay until you come back to Him. Until you and I go back to Him, He'll be a rock standing there, unmovable, waiting for us to come back to Him. That's the Father's heart. Our Father focuses only on the child, not on the problem. But when the child moves towards Him, the problem will just dissolve by itself. Because the eye, the sight of the Lord, just on you, will be enough. The moment your eyes meet His eyes, your problems will be solved. Amen. Amen. Not your eyes meet somebody outside, the first love, lah. Second love, lah. There's no this love. But this eye, when he meets with the Lord, he knows the Father's heart. And the child looks out, a helpless child, and the Father will not sit at His throne alone. He will not be sitting at His throne. The Word of God says, He'll bend down and come down and see you. There are some of us here today. Many of us in our life. All of us have got problems. All of us got hurdles in our life. Some can be changed. Some cannot be changed by you. Some has to let people change. But God is the only one who can move people, can move mountains, not you and I. Our word is powerful. Every authority is given to us. But when you go back, when you can't solve things, when you go back to God with that heart of the Father and a child, a helpless child, the Father surely will hear our prayers. I do not know what you have in your heart, in your mind. There is something in every one of us here today that you're seeking, and I'm seeking too. And I'm seeking for problems to be solved. So are you seeking a problem to be solved? You're looking for something to happen in your family. Family will be changed if your heart is for God. Ask, why is this happening in my life? Is my heart is for God, or is my eyes focused on God, the Father, or is it focused on the problem and focused on the things around me? Am I selfish in my ways? Ask. Ask yourself today. And we'll call upon the worshippers to come up. Just the pianist to come. Come, worshippers. As they worship, as they just sing the song, they'll sing the same song, Hold Me Close. Hold me close. Let your love... I want to let your heart be prepared. Look at the problems that you have. They are just mountains before you. But when the Lord, the Word of God says, when He is angry because you cry out, the mountain will dissolve. Hailstorms will come and hit the mountains, and the mountains will go berserk, and they don't have anything. I just want you to, can you just switch off the other lights? Switch on the other lights. Switch on the main lights. It doesn't matter what you are, where you are, whatever problems, I don't want to know your problems. I know you don't want to know my problems. Same way, I don't want to know a problem. God knows your problem. It's not about me. It's not about somebody. It's not about the music. It's about you today. It's about you asking God today, Abba, Papa, whatever you want to call the Father. There is no hearts here sitting down here today. It's just got no problems. Some of you have got more problems facing you right at your face. Some of you have got problems, small problems. Every cry that you cry today, I know God will answer you today. Our God is a God who doesn't stay far away from us. He says, call me Father. Jesus says, Father. Surely the Father Himself loves you. He loves us so much that He wants to redeem us from the world Satan has been holding us. He wants to redeem us from the habits that we have alive. He wants to redeem us the way we think, our thought life. He wants to redeem us from the problems, the words that have been spoken in our life. He wants to redeem. He wants to come and help us today to dissolve all the hardened hearts around us. We could have relationship problems. Ask today, Papa, Father, where did I go wrong? It's about me. It's not about somebody else. It's about me, Papa. That I forgot to make love with you. I didn't have that intimacy with you. Papa, there are times I felt you were far away from me. But the word today reminds me that you are willing to bend down heaven to come down to me because you love me. Papa, I'm going through a problem today. Only you can touch me, but no man. Nothing in the earth can touch me. Just close your eyes, the presence of the Lord. Just think about what God wants to speak to you. Papa, today, I surrender everything in my life to you. I surrender the problems. I surrender my habits. I surrender my ways so that you can come and make your way in my life. Papa, you are a best teacher. For you hold the wealth of this world in your hands. I know my problem is nothing before you. But you only want my heart today. Every way that my heart is hardened, not drawing closer to you, Father. Every way I'm sinful. Every way and whenever I go back to my sins, I detest your love. Father, today, touch me. Touch everything that's in my life. Touch my wife. Touch my husband. Touch my boyfriend. Touch my girlfriend. Touch my children. Touch my parents. Touch my grandparents. Touch my friends around me. Above all, touch me today. That I could be the problem among all of them. Lord, you love me so much. I give you, Lord, my heart. I give you mine today, my mind. Deal with me. There is no sickness in my body which you cannot heal. Your word says, you are the healer. You are the healer. I've been struggling with this health problem for so many years. You are the healer. Touch me, Lord. Let your spirit come. Touch me. Touch me. Lord, as I sit here, maybe my spouse is not here with me. And I pray for my spouse. That my spouse will understand your love. Your forgiving love. I release that love unto my spouse today. I release forgiveness unto my spouse. And I ask forgiveness for hurting my spouse. Lord, touch me. Touch my spouse today. Let there be love. Let there be reconciliation. Let there be your agape love. Father, touch. Touch my children. My children who have gone away from you. Far away from you. Some do not want to listen to you. Some do not hear your word. Touch my siblings who are far away from you. Father. Father, touch them today. Your word says, Father, you love us so much because we believe in Christ Jesus, your only Son, Jesus who came from you, who is now with you, Father. Father, touch. Touch everyone around us, those whom we love. We long for children's love, Lord. We pray Lord, you will grant us, Lord, that love of our children back to us. Lord, we pray for our parents' love, our father's love, our mother's love. Let the mother's love and the father's love touch us today. That you are the one source of all love. Your word says, all perfect and good gifts come from you, O Father God. O good Father, Holy Father, in our unholiness, through the blood of Christ, wash us, cover us, and see us through the blood of Jesus. Father, we pray that our life will never be the same again. We crush all cycles of defeat in our lives. We crush all cycles of behavior, habits that controls us. We break it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we come before you. Touch your Father. There's none here who will live without your touch today. Let be done, Lord, according to your will. In the most precious name of Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, our Lord and our Savior.